This is the State of Things. We're broadcasting live from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh for the World of Bluegrass from IBMA. I'm Frank Stacio, and you know, if you listen to the songs of Nefesh Mountain, you will hear what is unmistakably bluegrass music. Listen more closely, and you might hear something surprising, like lyrics that are sometimes in Hebrew, or themes that speak to the spirituality and traditions of Judaism. Nefesh Mountain was founded by the husband and wife team of Eric Lindberg and Donnie Zasloff. Both are Jewish. Both are with me in the studio in Raleigh as part of the IBMA World of Bluegrass Convention. Both are from New York. Donnie and Eric, welcome to the State of Things. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. Hi.
And you brought some friends, joined by two other band members, Alan Grubner on on the bass and vocals. Welcome to you as well. Great to have you all here. Eric, so tell me about how a kid from Brooklyn develops a love of bluegrass.
So I grew up in my world in Brooklyn as a little Jewish kid walking around the streets, and I've always loved bluegrass and old-time music. But I also had my mom's side lived by us in New York City in the Northeast, but my father's side, which is actually not Jewish, lives in Georgia. And I spent my summers going down to Appalachia and hiking the trails and hearing the music, and I just kind of fell in love with this whole world that was so different than the city streets of New York, and just feeling this wide-open heartland of Americana. And I just fell in love with banjos and fiddles and blues, jazz, and country, and especially old-time and bluegrass
music.
Were
you interested in playing music at that time when you
Yes, I was. I've been a guitar player as long as I can remember, really. And I wasn't playing the banjo yet, but I was certainly playing bluegrass and jazz. I studied jazz in college, and I kept doing that. But bluegrass was always this thing nagging at me that was like, you need to keep playing.
I've heard that complaint.
It makes you happy.
Yeah, frequently.
No, it's good. It's good. It was this little sweet loving voice that was saying, I'm love. I'm a music of love, you know. And
nagging has a completely different context in the Jewish tradition anyway. So it's okay. Perfectly all right.
Perhaps.
We love our Jewish jokes in Raleigh. Would you, Donnie, tell us how you got interested in all of this?
Actually, this whole story of Nefesh Mountain is sort of a love story between Eric and I. We both really love bluegrass and old-time music, and as we were falling in love with each other and kind of writing music, we accidentally started doing this bluegrass from a Jewish perspective, and song after song, we had 10 or 20 songs before we realized that we needed to call ourselves, that we had something that was different. And it just was an authentic way for us to express who we are. And, you know,
when you talked about the Jewish tradition in the music, with songs you were writing, were they about your faith? Were they about mountains and trains? I mean, where did they start in terms of the themes?
What's cool about what we've sort of stumbled upon is that Jewish tradition and bluegrass tradition both have this thing in common, which is a huge celebration of nature. And so we're here celebrating the mountains, but it was the perfect match with a bluegrass song because it's the same. So we're celebrating the same things, really. That was the crazy part for us.
Well, let's hear how this marriage worked out if you play a song for us, would you?
Sure. It's a tune called A Mighty Roar. It's from our new record, Beneath the Open Sky. Sombre tune, but right now, just sing out, trust and let go, and raise your voice up to the moon. Let the skies rejoice and sing a new song, and the earth dance with glee. Let the oceans give a mighty roar, so their praise will echo through the trees. So their praise will echo through the trees. Thank you.
times a creeping woe, and times a more somber tune. But right now, just sing out, would you trust and let go, and raise your voice up to the moon. Let the skies rejoice and sing a new song, and the earth dance with glee. Let the oceans give.
Nefesh Mountain, a mighty roar. Nefesh Mountain is Donnie Lasloff on vocals, Eric Lindberg on guitar, Alan Grubner on the fiddle, and Tim Kaya on the bass, performing Saturday at 5:15 on the Capitol stage at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, Sunday in Cary at the Jewish Cultural Festival. That's at 1 o'clock. Of course, we've got all the information at our website, stateofthings.org. We're streaming at our website right now and also streaming live on Facebook. If you want to see this fantastic band, what a great song. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, Donnie, you were talking about this, that these are two traditions that go way, way back. And but we, when we think about traditions, whether they're religious or musical traditions, we think about people kind of growing up in them and sort of learning at the knee of their grandfather. What is it about this music that allowed you, do you think, I'm going to talk about the musical tradition, to embrace it as your own, to internalize it as you have, at least to my ear, as someone who grew up listening to this? Either one of you can take that question.
Yeah, I think that that's a great question. The tradition of bluegrass is so strong, and here at IBMA, it's like in full force. It's such a beautiful thing to see all of this happening all over the place. And I think tradition is why people ask us, you know, okay, Jewish bluegrass, and then we get a chuckle, and then we wait, and then when we get to explain ourselves a little bit, it's this works because it's who we are and our tradition in our own family. You know, my mother's side came from Eastern Europe. My dad's side came from Puerto Rico and Sweden, honestly. But all of it is just kind of what you grow up with. And I grew up as an American Jew in this country who was like so infatuated with the sounds of American music, from old time all the way through jazz and rock and roll and all of that stuff. So this is just us being who we are and embracing both of those traditions simultaneously.
And you also busted into some Hebrew there, Donnie. How do your audiences take that when you break into?
I think we've found that a lot of people, whether you understand Hebrew or not, are sort of excited by it. It sounds cool, and I love listening to music of languages that I don't understand. And I think we try to involve, you know, we explain as much as we can what the Hebrew is, and a lot of our lyrics are the actual translation of the Hebrew, which kind of helps. But they're really all about universal things, so.
Great stuff. Although, if you think about it, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to ask if you play another song here and have you get ready for that. I mean, Hebrew is, in a sense, the king's English. And when we think about the vernacular that is runs through bluegrass, it's more like a vernacular. It's a mountain vernacular. So in some ways, you're blending Shakespeare with, you know, Lil Abner. They don't want me saying that here at the IBMA because it's great music and a great tradition. Will you do another song for us?
Absolutely.
Sure. Speaking of a little blend, this is a tiny little medley of an old-time song. This is Wayfaring Stranger mixed with our version of – it's actually a psalm. Psalm 121 is Esa'enai. We wrote our own kind of piece around this idea of lifting our eyes to the mountains and finding help in some least expected places.
I'm a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe.
There'll be no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I'll go.
I'm going home to see my mother. I'm going home, no more to roam. 'Cause I'm just crossing over Jordan. I'm going back. I'm going home.
That's where my help comes from. That's where my help comes from.
Nefesh Mountain, Wayfaring Stranger, and they're going to be at performing at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival at 5:15 Saturday on the Capitol stage, and then Sunday in Cary they're going to be at the Jewish Cultural Festival at 1 o'clock. And Eric Lindberg, we've been talking about the mix of American mountain culture and Jewish culture, but I heard some jazz strains in there. Was that a chromatic progression on that bridge?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So your jazz comes through in your compositions as well.
Yeah, I still, you know, the bluegrass world, we're lucky enough nowadays in the 21st century to take all the beautiful music of the masters, and then so many amazing people have played music before us that have modernized it using so much of the jazz, you know, the David Grisman and Bela Fleck of the world. So there is that, I think, in the modern strain. Yeah.
And certainly nothing new about religion in bluegrass music, and many of the same themes and True. Some of the same characters come through. It's great stuff. I want to leave us with a cut from one of your albums, but first I want to thank you so much, Nefesh Mountain. Donny Zaslav on lead vocals, Eric Lindberg on the banjo and guitar, Alan Grubner on the fiddle, and Tim Kaya on the bass. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nefesh Mountain going to perform Saturday at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, 5:15 on the Capitol stage. Sunday, the group is in Cary at the Jewish Cultural Festival. Of course, it's at our website, stateofthings.org. We're live streaming right now. Just ahead, we're going to talk to fiddler Becky Buller, who won two IBM A awards last night. But first, Nefesh Mountain taking us out with this song from their album. The song is The Narrow Bridge, which was featured in Rolling Stone's Country Tops, Top 10 Songs, Rolling Stone Country. Let's listen to this song.
When the first light came in, it was cold up north again, and the frost slowly thawed in the dawn. It takes a faithful breath to put a weary mind at rest and still remember the narrow bridge we're on. Troubled times, you don't ease a worried mind. Troubled times, just stay behind. Troubled times, you don't ease a worried mind. Troubled times, just stay behind.